as we've just recognized in the, that last song, you can't really have Easter without Christmas. And Easter and Christmas go together. And it's part of God's big story. And Christmas is about being welcomed into the story. Welcome into the story. And we've got this character, Mary, who we're looking at today. We've been doing a series called Knowing Jesus, looking at different people who knew Jesus. And obviously, Mary knew Jesus pretty well. But there was a time where she didn't know any of this plan of God's, this story, this great story of salvation that God had for the world. But she's welcomed into the story in the most remarkable way. And from the start, she's given a bit of an understanding where things are heading. So that song, Mary, did you know? Well, Mary did know from the very beginning quite a lot of what that song talks about. She knew because as we've read in Luke 1, an angel came to her. And it says in verse 26, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. What he went to tell her was crazy. It was out of this world. It was just nuts. I mean, no wonder verse 29 says she was greatly troubled. What he tells her is beyond belief if it wasn't true. Verse 31, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus, which means God saves. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary, did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is the Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule all the nations? This sleeping child you're going to be holding in your arms is the, I don't know if you saw that, the great I am. It's another title for God. When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. What would Mary have thought when she heard these things for the first time, that she was going to give birth to the Son of God? God was going to become human. God was going to take on a body, and God's initial involvement in the world was going to be a bump in her belly. Who would have thought that? How could she take this in? Wow. How would you have reacted to the message? 2,000 years on, how do you still react to the message today? What do you think of this story now? Maybe for some people it does sound like a fantasy, a fable, an old wives' tale or a fairy tale. It maybe does sound crazy, but we want to see how Mary reacts. And it's very simple. The message is very simple. How we can be like Mary, really. She firstly listened to the message. She wondered what this could be. She believed the message. She did want to know how it could be. And then she responded to the message. She was offered the opportunity to be involved in God's story. He welcomed her into the story. And in response, she welcomed how things would be. According to the angel, she received God's plan for her life. And we can be like Mary. And it starts with listening to the message. And are you a good listener? Are you good at listening, good at understanding? Now, we've heard quite a few languages today. I'm not sure how many you understood. But it's possible to learn other languages. It's an effort, but it's possible. I lived in Spain, and so I had to learn Spanish. But initially, it was a struggle. But I remember these guys wanted to go jogging at the church we were first at in Spain. We had only been there for a few months, but we were learning Spanish, and I thought I was doing quite well. And they said, right, we're going to meet at this time, at this place, and go running together. And I thought, I understood exactly what they said. And my wife was like, you need to phone them and check. No, I'm fine. I got it. I understand. I know what's going on. And of course, I went to a place where I thought I should have been. And after an hour of waiting, I realized that was a bit much even for Spanish time, to be waiting an hour for someone. And I knew that I'd got the wrong place. I hadn't understood. I hadn't listened properly. I hadn't heard. And I needed to either make more effort, or I needed, like my wife said, to pick up the phone and make sure I had understood. And maybe that's like you with a Christmas story. I don't know. Maybe you think you've heard it. Yeah, I know the story. But maybe there's stuff about that story that you haven't really heard and grasped and understood. Now, Mary tells us in verse 29, wondered what kind of greeting this might be. She didn't block her ears and go, nah, I don't want to hear this. She didn't go, okay, got it, I understand. No, she wondered what kind of greeting this would be. That means she wanted to listen. She wanted to hear. She wanted to understand what the angel was going to say. And she understands that God has got a plan for her, because God doesn't just appear, or he doesn't send an angel, I should say, to anybody and everybody. And this is even more profound. The angel says to her, God is with you. God is with you, which means something massive is going to happen, because when God welcomed people into the story in the past, like so in the Old Testament, the first part of the Bible, when God welcomed them into his story and his plan for the world and his plan for salvation, he chose particular people to be part of his plans. And when he welcomed them into his story, he always gave them his presence. He always gave them his spirit. So in the Old Testament times, not everybody had God's presence. We live in times now where if people trust in Jesus Christ, they can have God's presence with them 24/7. But in the Old Testament, it was only for people who were being welcomed in to do a particular task. And Mary understands that this greeting, God is with you, means God's got a plan for her and a purpose for her. And it's quite profound, because she knows as well, she's just a teenage girl from nowhere, the nowhere town of Nazareth. Nazareth wasn't a very famous place. It wasn't a very special place. In fact, it was quite a despised place by people. So she's just this young girl, probably quite poor, possibly illiterate, teenage girl who comes from this town of Nazareth, which is in part of the north of Israel. So an area, it tells us in the Bible, doesn't it? Galilee. And Galilee was an area which, for people from the south, they kind of despised them a little bit. They thought they weren't real, they weren't 100% kosher Jews. They weren't 100%, because what had happened was many of the people in the north had married and mixed with people who weren't Jews. And so they felt that these people, a bit like the Sumerians, weren't quality Jews, if you like. It was an area that was a bit despised. Let me just give you an example. When Jesus was doing ministry, someone said this to him, can anything, or has anyone, maybe he was meant, ever good come out of Nazareth? It was seemingly this common held view that Nazareth wasn't a particularly important or pleasant place. We're people here from all different nations, and maybe you've experienced this, I don't know. Maybe you've experienced it here in the UK, I don't know, or wherever you've been in the world, where you've said where you're from, and people are like, oh, okay. Maybe that even applies to, I've been brought up, I've lived all my life in Plumstead, and so maybe it even applies to Plumstead. You say, from Plumstead, or Abbeywood, or Thamesmead, or anything, people are like, can anything good come out of, you know? And that might be the view, but so that's wonderful, isn't it, that this choice of God to choose Mary, a teenage girl, simple girl, married, pledged to be married to a guy who's going to be a carpenter from this nowhere town of Nazareth, which by some people is looked down upon, is the kind of person that God welcomes into the story. And she understands from this greeting, God is with you, that God is welcoming her in. And Mary understands that something great is going to happen. And the angel tells her. So she's ready to listen. She wants to hear. She wants to understand. And this is what the angel says. Again, let's read verse 31. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him his throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end. Let's just be clear. God wanted Mary to be the mum of God in human form, the Son of God, who's going to be the Savior of the world, who's going to die for the sins of everybody who will put their trust in him and receive his offer of salvation. Now, I'm sure for Mary, God's choosing was confusing. And she must have had 101 at least questions that she wanted to ask. But she simply has faith, and that's the second point. She believes. She has faith. She wonders, yes, how could this be? So she does ask one question, but she doesn't ask a ton of questions. She receives God's call on her life. She receives God's message. She believes it. She has faith. Now, having faith and believing the message doesn't mean you leave your head at the door and don't ask any questions. So she does ask one question, doesn't she? Verse 34. How will this be? So she believes it, but she doesn't understand how it's going to be. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? So it's a very practical question. I'm a virgin. How can I possibly have a baby? And the angel explains, verse 35, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God, the very presence of God. God himself is going to come upon Mary, and she would conceive and give birth to the Son of God, God in human form. And she believes it. She has faith. So she's ready to listen to the message. She hears the message. She believes the message. She accepts the message. But for it to be a complete, personally lived out, transforming thing, she finally embraces the message. She welcomed how things would be. She welcomed what God was asking of her. She was welcoming God's offer of being involved in his story. Verse 38, Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. She was basically saying, may everything you've said come true. I welcome this. I receive this. I embrace this. I accept this. I've heard. I've listened. I believe. But I'm going to personally receive this and embrace it and take my place in this story of yours, God. This great plan of salvation I'm going to accept for my life. Mary, there's not time, but Mary would have faced a ton of hurdles and problems. The way ahead wasn't going to always be easy for her. And so it is when we put our trust in Jesus Christ, when we become Christians. There's a fantastic message. We've sung about it. Joy, peace. Jesus is a bridge to bring us to God so that we can go to be with him forever in heaven, for all eternity in the perfect place. But in this life, to be involved in God's story at times is challenging. And Mary knows that from up front, I'm sure. She's probably thinking, what's Joseph going to say? What are other people going to say when I'm pregnant and I'm not married? And, you know, will they want to stone me? And all these different thoughts would have gone through her head, how things would work out. But the angel assures her in verse 30, don't be afraid, Mary. God is with you. That's the message. God is with you. You'd already said that. And verse 37 as well, it says, for no word from God will ever fail. Basically, nothing is impossible with God. What God says, he would do. So Mary could have that assurance that as she stepped forward, as she walked into this story of God's and played her part in that story, God would be with her 24/7. So as I finish, let me again point to Mary as an example to us all. Are you listening to the story about Christmas and the detail about Jesus being a Savior, come, as we sang, to die on the cross, to save us from our sins, to bring us to God? Are you willing to believe it, that through Jesus you can personally know God and have a place in heaven and have God in your life now? Will you respond to what he calls you to do and embrace his will for your life? Will you enter into this story? The title of the announcements that we've given out, the leaflet says, welcome into the story. God welcomes you. Will you, like Mary, welcome his call on your life? Will you respond and live out his plans for you? When you think about plans and purpose, do you feel like your life has purpose? Do you feel like you know where you're going? Well, God still meets and grabs hold of ordinary, everyday people like Mary to make their lives extraordinary. He has plans to use us for different purposes and for his glory. He does that today. Last week, Josh was meeting with a lady who works at London City Mission, Amanda Lee. She's from South Africa. And he asked her about what was she doing here, serving and ministering and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in London to homeless people. And she said this, I felt God urging me into this ministry back when I still lived in South Africa. God put on my heart to serve the marginalized. And so she's ended up here in London, serving God in London, making a difference. Her life has a purpose. And this is why, when Josh asked her why, she did this. She said, I saw the way Jesus changed my life when it seemed that my life actually wasn't worth living anymore. And so that's how I want to love people I meet each day, because they're worth it and deserve love, just as I receive God's love. And so God has a plan for each and every one of us. It will look different for each and every one of us. For Mary, it was fantastic. What amazing privilege to be the mother of the Son of God, to bring up Jesus, the Son of God. But think about it, it was quite mundane as well, wasn't it? It was the normal stuff of changing nappies and feeding and helping him dress and teaching him and serving God in the simple, but to the glory of God, she did it. And what God wants you to do, what God wants me to do, what part God wants us to play in his story will be unique and different, but a fantastic opportunity to be part of God's story. All we have to do is receive the invitation to be part of his plans, receive his welcome, listening to the message, understanding the message, believing that message, and then embracing that as a personal thing for us and God's plan for our lives. Will you welcome, wherever you're at, will you welcome God's call? Either firstly to listen more to what God has to say for his word. Secondly, to believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. Thirdly, to take your place and receive the plans he has for you. Plans to prosper you, to use you for his glory and for the spreading of the good news and even the saving of others' lives. Let's pray for ourselves, for each other, for our response to God's word. Lord God, we thank you that throughout your word, we see that you're a God who gets alongside people, who wants to be involved in our lives, wants us to know you. You're not this distant God, but as we've been singing, as we've been reading about, as we've been hearing in Andrew's testimony, as we've been seeing in the example of Mary, you're a God who's come alongside and even come down in the form of man as Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to make that bridge, to connect us to you, so that we could know you and enjoy you forever. Thank you, Lord God, for the message of Christmas. Help us, Lord God, to take our place, take our part in your message, to be part of your story. Lord, just respond, help us respond individually to your word. And may we know your presence, your power, your purposes for our lives from this day forward, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.